The United States on Tuesday announced $308 million in additional humanitarian assistance for Afghanistan. The new aid comes as the country faces a possible humanitarian crisis following the Taliban militant group's takeover of the government nearly 5 months ago. U.S. National Security Council spokesperson Emily Horn said in a statement, the new aid comes from the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, but it will be provided through independent humanitarian organizations. She said aid will be used to provide shelter, healthcare, winterization assistance, emergency food aid, water, and sanitation services. Afghanistan's troubled economy has become weaker since the Taliban takeover. Nearly 80% of Afghanistan's former government's budget came from the international community. Foreign countries provided most of the money for hospitals, schools, factories, and government ministries. The USAID called on the Taliban to permit all aid workers, especially women, to operate independently and securely as humanitarian groups assist people in need. Separately, the United Nations on Tuesday released its 2022 Humanitarian Response Plan for Afghanistan. The plan said the country requires $4.4 billion in aid money. That is the largest humanitarian appeal ever launched for a country. The UN says 22% of Afghanistan's 38 million people are living near famine. Another 36% are facing severe food insecurity. The new money promised by the administration of President Joe Biden increases U.S. aid for Afghanistan to more than $780 million. That is the total since the end of the 20-year-old war in August. The U.S. has also promised to send Afghanistan 1 million additional COVID-19 vaccines through the UN's COVAX program. COVAX is an effort by the World Health Organization to improve the availability of vaccines. With the new shipment, the U.S. will have sent 4.3 million shots to Afghanistan. International aid to Afghanistan was suspended after the Taliban took control last August. Billions of dollars of the country's foreign assets were also frozen. The U.S. and the international community decided not to recognize the Taliban government in Afghanistan. The decision has led to questions about how to provide aid to the country without putting money directly into the Taliban's hands. The lack of money has led to increased poverty. Aid groups have warned of a possible humanitarian catastrophe. State employees, including doctors, teachers, and civil servants, have not been paid in months. Banks in Afghanistan have restricted how much money people can take out. The Taliban have called on the international community to release money and help prevent a humanitarian disaster. I'm Ashley Thompson.